WAIF CD case. For $50, you will get a WAIF decal. Voting rights. You can demand who gets to be president, who doesn't get to be president. Also, the Wafer Alert subscription and a CD case. $75, a ball cap. It looks good either frontwards or backwards.
Oh, yeah.
And for $125, you get the long sleeve Henley shirt. Listen, you'll never be on Cops if you're wearing this shirt. You'll never be arrested and beaten on TV if you're wearing this shirt. So it might be good protection to have a long sleeve Henley shirt laying around. Join the 88.3 Club. Don't be like me going shirtless all the time. Go ahead and get yourself a handsome Henley shirt and wear it with pride. This is WAIF Cincinnati, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, the Halloween Spooktacular.
Yeah, now, in a moment, we've got another one of these ghost hunters that's going to call into the show. It's going to be Jody Lee Cetran. She's from, where's she from? Like Washington?
Washington, the state of Washington.
State of Washington, which is in the great Northwest. And she'll be talking to us about a photograph that she got of herself. However, the photograph
was... Is she dead?
No, not yet. But this particular photograph was taken in 1875.
No way.
Yeah, but it's
her. Was it a photograph or one of those Daguerre types?
I don't know.
They had photography in 1875, definitely.
But right, but what I'm saying is nobody knows how this old picture... Well, she'll tell us all about it. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Halloween Spooktacular on WAIF. Call now if you would like to pledge your support of public radio.
Did I tell you I'm going as Tarzan for Halloween again?
You mean you're going as Fred? Can I dress up as Barney this year?
No, I'm going as Tarzan. 749-1444, 961-8900. Operators are standing by. Thanks a lot to Jimmy, Fred, and Bill for making their pledges, along with Marcia and Nancy also. The two gals keeping up with the guys, making sure that they don't get left behind. If you want to join the Hip Kids and be a WAIF member, 749-1444, 961-8900. Get your calls in now. Operators are lovely and talented and standing by.
On the lighter side of the news, here's a Halloween prank that really backfired. Seems that little 13-year-old Danny Omerta thought that it would be great fun to soap all the windows of the cars on his block. And he had soaped about 7 of them and was starting to soap the 8th one, not knowing that the owner of the 8th car, Carl Downing, was seated inside. Carl Downing shot Danny in the head 4 times.
Yeah!
Chris and Rob a call. East Devine Street, dial 749-1444. West Devine Street, call 749-1444. This is WAIF.
The Chris and Rob Halloween Spooktacular. I'm Ghoulish Chris.
And I'm Sexy Rob.
It's got to be spooky, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Make it something spooky.
I'm a very sexy, spooky, sexy ghost kind of guy. No, I'm going as Tarzan.
Welcome back to the 11th annual Chris and Rob Halloween Spooktacular. Up next, from the state of Washington is Jody Lee Seatran. Welcome to the program, Jody.
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Are you having a spooky night before the night before All Hallows Eve?
Yes, it's windy and raining and dark.
It's always like that in Washington State, though, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty rainy.
So, Jody, you believe in ghosts, do you?
Yes, I do.
Why do you believe in ghosts?
Because I had my own ghostly experience.
Please explain that or describe it to us.
Well, living down in Georgia, which is very haunted due to the South being, you know, the Civil War being fought, there's a lot of ghosts down there. And anyway, when I lived down there, I found it to be very mysterious and haunting. And it turned out that I met a ghost from the Civil War.
Wow. Was it a Confederate soldier?
No, it was a young girl, a Southern Belle, who was about 19 years old. And so when I... Do you want me to tell you how I first saw her and all that?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, what happened was I went to this mansion, and it's in Panola Hall in Eatonton, Georgia. It was built in 1854, and it's three stories, 6,500 square foot. And what happened was the house hadn't been lived in for 35 years, and when I drove by it, it just looked haunted. It was really eerie looking, like it'd been run down. And so the owner said, well, sure, come on by. You can come in, whatever you want to do. So I thought, cool, I could visit a real haunted house. When I went up to the haunted house, it was in 1997, so everything was as was in the year 1997. And when I opened up the door and went through into the hall, it turned all back to 1864.
You know, Jody, going to these haunted houses always sounds like a lot of fun until you actually get there. And then it's just a completely frightening experience.
It is. It's scary.
It sounds like Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine until you're actually there, and then everything starts happening.
Right. It's right. That's absolutely right. You know how people talk about the fog, the ghostly mist?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's actually a vibration or an energy that changes the whole atmosphere.
So you open a door, and instead of a poster of the cast of Friends being on the wall, all of a sudden a poster of Robert E. Lee appeared on the wall?
It was more like chandeliers and the oak marble furnishings. Everything was posted just like it was in the year 1864.
Wow. What's so great about that year? Why 1864?
That's the year the ghost died.
Oh.
So what ghosts do is they relive the year over and over and over again. It's like an anniversary.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Right, exactly.
So she wakes up, so this ghost wakes up and just starts that year over again?
That's how ghost experiences or ghost stories happen, is the person will go into the place of origin, the haunted house or dwelling, and definitely see the time period or the era that the ghost had died. Then they're seen in their vintage clothing, what they were buried in or what they were wearing. So she was wearing a white long hoop dress, and the unique part of my experience was, it's called time traveling when somebody is able to do that, go into the other dimension. It's called time traveling, so what I did was I photographed everything. And I was able to get back the photographs of her in the year 1864.
Wow. We're talking
it was pretty phenomenal.
This is WAIF, the Chris and Rob Show, Halloween Spooktacular. We're talking to Jody Cetran about her experiences in a haunted house in Georgia. So how did you, you walked into the house. You noticed that instead of it being 1997, that the furnishings and the decor of the house led you to believe that it was much, much earlier than that. It was 19th century. How did you go about, how did you actually meet the ghost? Did she like to come down the stairwell, or how did she appear?
Yeah, that's right. What happened was I heard giggling going up the stairway. So I went upstairs and I heard like a soft laughter, and I ended up walking down the hall, and there was like this ghostly mist coming out from underneath the door, like a fog. So when I pushed open the door, there was the ghost standing by the fireplace, and the fireplace was going. And she turned to me and she said, "Oh, my sweet Mary Bell, how you've come back to thee."
Wow. So she actually spoke to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she called you my sweet Mary Bell?
Yes.
Was that like her sister or a relative when she was alive?
What it was, it turned out that I had actually lived in that time period, in that house, back in the 1800s. So what I was doing was revisiting a place that I had prior knowledge to.
Hold on, how old are you?
I'm 43 now.
Oh, how did you live there in the 1860s?
Well, it's called reincarnation or past life memory. So that's what the whole event turned out to be.
So the ghost knew that you were at one point Mary Bell, the society ball of Georgia woman.
Right. Recognize me. Right.
Wow. Because she sees your spirit probably and not your physical features.
What's very interesting, when you asked me that question, what's interesting is when she gave me the name, I went ahead and looked it up in the Civil War genealogy room. There's only three libraries in the East Coast. And one was near my hometown, and so what I did was I looked up the name, and the photograph was in the book of myself.
You looked at this picture and you said, "Damn, this is me."
Yeah, it was pretty eerie.
Wow.
That was eerie. I mean, the ghost photographs were one thing, but the photograph of myself really dated back to then was really eerie.
So you're a firm believer in reincarnation, past lives, all this. You don't necessarily think you were Napoleon or Jesus or anything like that, like you see in the movies, but that maybe you were this Mary Bell from Georgia.
Yeah, I totally believe that. But, you know, I was going to say something before I forget. Anybody can do ghost photography, or else you could take, like, a Sony camcorder and use night infrared, and when all the lights are out, because that's what I do now, I do ghost hunting professionally. You go into haunted houses or haunted dwelling. And when you put on the camcorder, put on night shot, and you can see all the orbs floating around.
Hmm. Our last caller was talking about orbs. What again are orbs? What are orbs all about?
Orbs are round balls of light, or they're called spirit lights, and they're actually that's what they look like before they turn into humans. So they're just a ball of energy.
So when you encountered this ghost woman who knew you from a past life, was she a fully developed apparition, complete
yeah.
with the eyeballs and hands
everything.
And feet?
Right, everything.
Was
and that's
she
how
walking or floating?
No, she was just like a regular person.
Could you see through her?
No. Uh-uh.
Wow.
Just like a regular person.
Could she like pick up a book and hit you with it, or a candlestick, or a monkey wrench or something?
She was more like a gentle spirit, so she had tea. And
you had tea with her?
That's part of the time traveling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The thing when I was researching for my book, I found that other people had the similar experiences, so it wasn't like way out there. In the beginning, I thought, whoa, who's going to believe this? But I found other people who had some similar experiences with her.
I think Rob's questions were trying to ascertain the physicality of the apparition. I mean, was this an apparition, or was this something that you could see, hear, feel, taste, touch?
It was like something you could see, feel, hear, taste, and touch.
Right.
The reason being is that if you think about it, you know, what is the concept of time? And the other thing is, we are vibrational energies, if you think about that. I mean, how can someone astral project, or how does someone become psychic? How do you take photography, just a plain picture of yourself, using a Polaroid? Why is that image still on the film? So, I mean, it's an interesting, fascinating question.
And the name of your book is Ghost Reflections?
My Contact with the Other Side, right.
Okay, and your name is Jody C. Train, and where is it available? I guess on Amazon.com and all the usual places.
Right, and or they can look up Ghost Lady, too. Your Ghost Lady.
Ghost Lady, look you up on the internet.
Yeah.
And so, well, I don't, you see this ghost, and how much time did you spend with this 19-year-old, and how did you find out how she died?
What happens is, what I did was, it was for like a year and a half. I used to go visit her a lot, and she just unveiled her story to me. Or it was like when I walked back in the house, it was like all relived.
Did she communicate verbally, or was mentally?
Right, exactly, yeah, she, verbally.
Does she know she was dead?
They don't. Mm-mm. They don't know that. They don't. And that's a weird question, because it's kind of like, you know, when people say they see them and their mouths are moving and no words are coming out. I mean, it is eerie. It is eerie when you see a ghost. It's really scary. It's eerie at first, but for me, I mean, it was like the ghost photographs. My ghost photographs are really eerie.
So this occasion in Georgia was the first time you had encountered a ghostly apparition, but now you're a ghost hunter. I take it more or less full time, right?
I do that when people ask me to come out investigate hauntings, but it's pretty fascinating. So having it on film now, the ghost activity is really cool.
Well, are there any cases that you're currently working on that would be worth sharing with us and our audience?
Well, I did this one haunted mansion, but it mysteriously burned down.
Well, now that's pretty eerie right there. Why did it burn down?
Hey, I don't know, but that was weird. I mean, that was just too weird.
Did it burn down in conjunction with your visits in some form?
Yeah, and people were pretty freaked out. Yeah,
well, that
was
weird. How did that happen? Tell the story. We want to hear about this.
Well, it was kind of like mysterious. They don't know why it did, but it was like it was very haunted, and they kept having like just the businesses wouldn't survive in the mansion, or there was just like it was totally run down or empty. And then finally people, this couple tried to get it going again. And then within 9 months, it burnt. It was, they don't know why it happened.
Now, when you're communicating with the ghost, when the ghost is talking to you, can you talk back and they hear and understand?
Oh, definitely.
So
right, they can.
Did you say, well, I'm Jody and it's 1997 and you've been dead for 130 years?
Right, and you can say like, oh, you know, I'm Craig. Why are you here? What is the message? And there's things like you can leave a pen and pad of paper on the floor, and in the morning there'll be writings, or they find writings on windows. There's all sorts of ways you can communicate, or take a tape recorder. That's really easy to do. You could tape ghost voices.
Did you tell her she was dead and she's been dead for 130 years?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd she say?
Well, that's when they leave. That's when they go.
That's how you exorcise a ghost, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the way, you know, like go to the light. Go to the light.
If you believe in these sorts of things, I've heard that's how you exorcise a demon, is to tell him that he's in a body he's not supposed to be in, and something about the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the demon will leave the body.
Yeah, I'm not a real expert on that part. I don't know if I'd be comfortable seeing that. I mean, that would scare me. I wouldn't want that.
So were you sad when you sent her to the light, or you exercised
her
from
her
house?
It was like losing a really good friend again. But it made me remember, you know, about what endearment meant and really truly what a promise was. And it was like, you know, if today, you know, people take so much for granted and for each other for granted. And back then it was like if you met someone, you would wear a little locket of their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And words were really, you know, kept. Today people say, oh yeah, I'll see you, or I'll call you, or, and so I'm praying that, you know, we all get back to that spot where we really appreciate one another.
You will notice that our program was very punctual with our call to you tonight.
I know. I was honored.
How about that? We kept our part of the bargain.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I do psychic readings professionally on Keen, K-E-E-N. So if anybody wants to look up my stuff, it's Ghost Lady on that.
Just type in Ghost Lady into a search engine and they'll find you, Jody Cetrin, right?
Right.
Okay.
But but that's what I do too. I like doing psychic readings for people.
Are you getting anything off of Chris or myself?
You guys get along really well. You have good chemistry.
Well, you got a lot to learn about psychic readings.
it's been a pretty interesting adventure, I would call it.
Did you believe in ghosts before 1997?
Yeah, but not to have this experience, I would say it was really out there. What I promise I'll do is send you a book and then the ghost photograph so you can see for yourself.
Can there be like sexy ghosts like in that movie Ghost?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny. Or, but if you look, there's a whole bunch of different variations of people's experiences from The Exorcist, to The Haunting. And this time of year, there's the Travel, America's Most Haunted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's really, really fascinating that there's a lot of coverage now. I think people have really been interested in it for a long time.
Well, what's the difference between a ghost and a poltergeist?
One is more active than the other. A poltergeist is more based on the activity, like them, throwing knives or whatever, picking up glass and breaking it. It's anything with movement. That's what poltergeist activity means.
And ghosts are just kind of hanging out?
Right. And they're stirred up, and they're not really happy campers.
Okay.
Yeah, but, and it's really eerie, too, is that windows and mirrors hold residual energy. So that means that people who have hauntings, a lot of hauntings, it could be kept within a certain area of the house.
So if you get a house and you think it's haunted, you should get replacement windows, double pane glass, and get new mirrors.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, did you tell this chick, what was her name, this anti-bella?
Sylvia. If they look on the internet, it's Sylvia at Panola Hall. She's very well known.
Sylvia at Panella Hall there in Georgia?
Uh-huh. Sylvia, yeah.
Okay, so you're hanging out with Sylvia. Did you tell her, hey, the North won?
Hey, you know what? That's a really good question, too, because during that time period, people weren't really, into that space because of so many people dying, especially young children. And you have to understand, too, that people didn't have food and everything that the modern conveniences that we have today.
Right. Well, how did she die? Did you ever find out how she actually left the, shuffled off the mortal coil?
Yeah, it's in my book.
Oh, how'd she die?
It's in my book.
Oh, you gotta get the book. Oh! Was it like,
it's in the book.
Was it like Sherman came through and...
you're right. Sherman did come through, and they were burning all the mansions down, and it just happened so that she died on October 26th, and when Sherman came through, it was November 4th, and they saw her on the balcony of the mansion, and they decided not to burn the house down. Now, isn't that wild?
So that was
the first documentation of her.
So some of Sherman's troops saw her. They may have assumed she was real, not a ghost.
Right, and she was so beautiful that they decided not to burn down the house.
Was she beautiful still?
Yeah, she was very pretty, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And,
was she a slaveholder?
Pardon me?
Was she a slaveholder? Is she paying for her sins?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Yes, what they did was they bought slaves from Savannah, and then the train would take them over to Milledgeville, and her family had bought slaves, but it was called, which I didn't even know about because I lived out in California, and I learned this, but it's called Free Colored, and so her family would buy the slaves for like $100, and then they would give them an apprenticeship so they could set them free. It was wild. They paid them and everything, and I never knew that.
Yeah, there was some of that went on down there. So
yeah.
She probably wasn't too popular with her neighbors, though, if she was doing that.
No. Oh, no, not by any means, no. And that was something still, that people think all people in the South were, these brutal slave owners, when in actuality there was good people on both sides, that was the diversity, what I learned.
Can you see into the future?
Yeah, I can.
How's that work?
Through dreams. And then also, lately it's been Nostradamus. So it's been weird. It's been very, very hard.
Nostradamus, the old Italian dude?
He's French, and he's he's 15th century clairvoyant. And, yeah, but it's been pretty hard since all this stuff has happened and happening. The energy's really chaotic.
Well, there was a big internet thing that he predicted September 11th, but that was completely bogus, right?
Well, the tower's burning, yeah. No, what the thing of it is I guess what I'm trying to say to you is the energy shifts. And if people watch and pay attention to the planetary shifts in the moon and all that, mm-hmm. that's part of the energy too. But I kind of see visions, and I told my family that I thought something was going to happen, and it did. But it's very disturbing to me because it's hard.
Well, we're going through a very horrible time right now.
We are. Yeah.
Is it going to get better anytime soon? I mean, how long is the violence going to continue?
Probably for another 4 years.
And who's going to come out on top?
The world. Meaning us.
Okay.
You know, the nations, you know, the great nations.
The Organized Alliance.
Excuse me?
You mean the Organized Alliance?
There's one concern. I don't want to talk about it too much because it's too much. I can't explain it. I want to go there.
Okay.
Because there's a couple countries that, you know, I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm. Is Israel going to be around?
Yeah, that's a good question. that's a scary question right there.
Wow.
You're picking up on it. See, you must be psychic.
Well, let's move on. Jody Lee Cetran, your book is called what?
Ghost Reflections, My Contact with the Other Side.
And it's available how?
Amazon.com. You can order it from through any bookstore.
All right. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a challenge. What's going on here?
What? Interviewing?
Yeah, you're supposed to give us some long website that no one will remember. This is
This
is easy. This is user-friendly.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Jody.
Hey, I
appreciate you guys so much, and I'll send you two books.
Oh, I'm going as Tarzan to a Halloween party
tomorrow.
How's that going to work out for me?
And it's going to be great. All that testosterone and hair and all that.
Except
woohoo.
Most of the people at the party are going to think he's dressed up as Fred Flintstone, though.
Oh, that's your perception.
No, that's.
Are you gonna go as Jane or the chimp?
Oh man, talking you.
It's time to boogie on.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We'll do a show maybe later in the winter about all your clairvoyance, and we'll do.
Oh, okay.
We'll do the psychic reading thing. We do that once a year. If we do it any more often than that, things get weird around here.
Okay. Well, after you see my stuff, maybe you'll call me back.
All right.
And happy Halloween.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Later.
What do you think of that, Rob? Are you convinced now that ghosts are for real? The other side is waiting?
I always have believed in ghosts. You take a phenomenon like ghosts, and maybe, you know, ghosts could actually exist. There's been a lot of people that have experiences with ghosts, ghostly experiences. And that's one thing, but then, you know, she kind of threw in a lot of other stuff, too. She threw in clairvoyance. She threw in reincarnation. Man, she threw in everything. Which, you know, I don't know if I can buy into the reincarnation and clairvoyance thing. For some reason, the whole idea of ghosts, I can kind of buy into. The whole idea of reincarnation and the whole idea of seeing the future, man. I can't go down that path. But the ghost thing, I think she's hip to something there at the ghost thing. And how cool would that be? It's 1997. You walk into a house that you expect to be decorated and have the furnishings and decor of a 1997 house, and just like, boom. It goes back to 1864. There's some fine foxy mama walking up and down the steps giggling. You follow her to the bedroom. She recognizes you as being like her long-lost sister or relative or something. It's crazy, man.
Crazy. This is the 11th annual Chris and Rob Spooktacular Halloween Special. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and this is Greenwich. The Mean Time Dog.
Take a bite out of time.
It's 11:30, and you're listening to WAIF.
Chris, we all know you're a cheap bastard. What are you giving out tomorrow?
Kittens.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Going to the...
We got a whole bag of them down at the pound.
Going to the pound, picking
SPCA,
up a couple...
SPCA, we got a whole bag of them.
Everybody gets a kitten, just drop it in their bag, trick-or-treat.
Is it the SPCA or the SCPA?
It's Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
One of those is a school.
So you go to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
The
SPCA.
We're going to get some kittens, and every trick-or-treat comes by, it's going to get a little kitten.
That'll be a fantastic. That'll be great. You'll be very popular with all the mothers and fathers in the neighborhood.
Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444-961-8900.
Why should the people call?
They should call to pledge. They should call to chat with Chris and Rob about Halloween, the spooktacular, weight loss, or the mayoral race. Did you see the debates earlier? And also the World Series. If you want to talk about the World Series, even though it's damn near November and they're still playing baseball.
Are they playing right now?
I don't know if they're playing right now or
What's
if the game's
score?
Over. I don't know.
What's the scores, Jim?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, it is pledge time here at your public radio, WAIF. So call and make a pledge. When we come back, we'll fill you in on some of the details of that. We've got many exciting premium pledge levels. So call now, 749-1444. If the line's busy, try 961-8900. Man, Jim is on the case. He's got the score for us already.
He's getting it. He's digging it up.
There it is.
2-1 Yankees. Is it over?
What inning is it? I hate the Yankees.
I hate the Yankees with a passion.
Everybody hates the Yankees.
Eighth inning.
It's the, oh, man.
Come on, D-backs.
That's pretty spooky, too.
Welcome, seekers of the unknown. I am Dr. Druid, your spirit medium, and it is my deep pleasure to welcome you to the fold of my haunted seance, an adventure into the shadows of the supernatural, where most mortals dare not tread. We shall attempt to solve one of the great puzzles of this or any other civilization. The timeless question, is there life after death? Does the human soul, the inner personality, survive the death of the body? From everywhere in the world, in all ages, have come tales of prophetic dreams, premonitions, apparitions, visitations from beyond the veil, the belief in something foreign in matter and substance to we the living, something that defies further description other than to say the forces, those who wait for us beyond. So, my adventuresome friends, we shall presently form the inner circle for the purpose of communicating with someone or something that may even now be hovering at your side or behind you there in the shadows. Through our haunted seance, we will make contact. Presently, you may sense their nearness, or even feel that cold touch on your flesh.
Boo!
And we will come to know them. Before we begin our haunted seance, let us first make certain, with a series of tests in ESP, that we are all of one mind.
Are you ready, Rob?
I'm ready.
Sensitive to the vibrations. For it is with the mind's eye that we shall be able to reach out to the netherworld. An experiment in music of the mind. Listen to me carefully. I will name three old songs. You must mentally select one of them. First, we won't get home until morning. Second, the bear went over the mountain.
Bear went over the mountain.
We won't get home until morning, and the bear went over the mountain.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Well, that's one.
That's the one we play for birthdays.
Of one of those tunes.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Concentrate.
I'm thinking on that one.
Hum the melody in your mind.
I don't know the melody.
I will now attempt to read your mind.
I'm going to have to change it.
Concentrate. Yes. Yes, that's
jolly
it.
Good fellow. For he's
you
jolly good fellow.
Will now hear the music you have chosen.
Creepy.
That is creepy. Because I don't know the other one, I don't know the other one.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's
the track. Your alpha waves are emanating most satisfactorily.
Planning on dying soon? I mean, come on, we're all gonna die someday. But even if you're planning on living for many more decades, it's never too early to sock away a little extra cash each week or month so that when the inevitable day comes, your poor grieving relatives won't have to foot the bill. And there are so many choices. Which do you prefer? Burial? Cremation? Mausoleum? What's that? None of the above? None of the traditional methods of body disposal appeal to you? Well, you're in luck, my dying friend. The impending die-off of the boomer generation has made death a growth industry. And Chris and Rob are cashing in on the trend with new death traditions, offering these modern, professionally managed methods of shuffling off one's mortal coil. For the animal lover, you can be fed to any number of endangered carnivorous creatures, including the man-eating Vetus flytrap, snakes, bald eagles, or even Dan Rather. Or maybe the Siegfried and Roy, where you'll be eaten by a large white tiger. You'll also like to consider the Jimmy Hoffa. Just like your family's concerns, you'll disappear. For you crazy pyromaniacs and out-of-control rednecks, we'll stuff you full of dynamite and blow you up. The Robert Shaw, where you'll be shoved into the jaws of a large mechanical shark. For you decorated veterans and patriotic Americans, New Death Traditions offers the Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's where you'll be wrapped in Old Glory and stuffed into the hull of a sunken battleship. And we'll lie about your passing for generations. And for the kinky and frugal, New Death Traditions provides a tax-deductible donation to the Necrophiliacs of America Association. Yes, for just a few bones a week, your bones will be disposed of to your liking when you die by Chris and Rob's New Death Traditions. Abe, go to chairman.
I am now going to test your auditory powers in order to ascertain how sensitive you are to the sounds that may filter through the cosmic curtain during our haunted seance. I am going to call out some numbers. Every time I say a number, you will call out the next higher one.
Okay, you got it?
I tell you.
For instance, if I say 10...
11!
11?
You say 11.
Ha!
Call them out as fast as you can. Let us proceed.
Okay. This is fun.
66.
67.
12.
13.
123.
124.
7.
8.
149.
150.
315.
316.
212.
213.
Where are we going?
Is it getting
1.
Hard? 2.
This is getting hard.
196.
197.
78.
79. Where are we going with this?
4,099.
5,000.
4,100.
No. not 5,000.
Sorry.
What comes after 4,099?
4,100.
4,100.
Thanks, Dr. Druid.
100 always comes after 99. Perhaps we will do better with this next endeavor.
This
experiment, you must be able to see the face of a timepiece.
This could be the lamest.
Your wristwatch.
Get your watch out.
We got a Staples clock.
Or grandfather's clock.
We got. This could be the lamest parlor tricks this camp.
As in our last century test, this is to determine if your consciousness and energies can be brought to a point of focus for our haunted seance. Pick out a number on your clock.
Okay.
You pick out a number?
Tell no one what number you have in mind.
All right, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, I got picked up.
Now, look directly across the center of the dial in a straight line to the number on the other side.
This is one of those math tricks, okay.
For example, if you selected 1, the number directly across would be 7.
7.
If you selected 4, the number opposite would be 10.
Okay, we get it.
All right.
Now, choose your number.
All right, pick that number.
Look across to the number opposite.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
Fine.
Fine.
Now, subtract a smaller number from the larger one.
Okay, here we go.
Concentrate on your answer.
All right. I bet I know what...
Concentrate.
Well, it's 6 every time. 9 minus 3, 8 minus 2, 7 minus 1, 12 minus 6, 11 minus 5.
The number you are thinking of is...
6.
6.
Hey, what about that? Man, those first two tricks were good.
How about that Dr. Druid, huh?
Man.
That was Dr. Druid's haunted seance, if the jazz show does not show up tonight, we'll have more from the Dr. Druid's haunted seance, so stay tuned for either.
You're emanating nicely.
I guess that's what we need to find out. Will the jazz show show up tonight?
Your brainwaves are emanating nicely.
Stay tuned till midnight tonight right here on WAIF. Wow, ain't it funky? For Outside Inside Jazz tonight at midnight. Until then, you're stuck with us. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And that's Greenwich, the Mean Time Dog.
Take a bite out of time.
What time is it, Rob?
It's time for a haunted seance. The number I'm looking at.
What's the number directly across from it? Now take that number away and what do you got?
That one was too. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that one. 11:42.
It's pledge time here at WIF, and that means that if you pledge money, I'll learn how to say the call letters right. We need money in order to keep the radio. It's like any other radio station. If you listen to one of them rock and roll stations or one of them, you know, pop, like if you listen to Luca. Hello, this is Luca. We need a big group hug. Well, that station is selling. They got the commercials and stuff. So you got the commercials and the used car places,
you know,
and
it's
the carpet
worth-
guy.
The commercials are worth listening to get to Luca, though.
Hello, would you like to give a big group hug?
I think what you need to do is you need to get together tonight over some tea and scones and get together with your girlfriends and talk about what your boyfriends are doing to you. It's all wrong. You need to get together with your girlfriends and have some tea and cookies.
All right, well, they're selling commercials up there. We're not selling any commercials down here at the bottom of your dial. All you get is us. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
All right, so there's no commercials here. We kid around a little bit, some wackiness ensues, but we're not making any money. And that's the bottom line here. We need contributions from listeners like yourself. By the way, might I add that under the previous administrations of the local Cincinnati government and City Hall, WAIF is currently receiving no money from the city grant. The city has an arts grant. WAIF used to be a recipient of that grant, but is no longer. Yet another reason to vote for Curtis Fuller. But I'm digressing. We need contributions from listeners like yourself in order to maintain this radio station. Now, last time we had a fun drive. What happened, Rob? We had a fun drive earlier this summer.
Oh, it was a riot, man.
There was a riot.
There was a riot. They like flipped hot dog carts, and they went cuckoo.
So
they shut the city down, but Chris and Rob broadcasted through the riots, if you'll recall.
So last April, we had a pledge drive right here at WAIF, and we didn't raise dollar one because no one was listening. I hate to say it, but it's because these riots were going on. People were either watching the news or out smashing windows. So nobody was listening. Well, this time, the pledge drive came around, and thank God it wasn't a month ago. Or after all those New York buildings blowing up, nobody would have been listening either. This is the only shot we got at it, folks. If we don't do it this time, it ain't going to happen. Please, call now. Call your local WEIF representative at 749-1444. That number once again.
749-1444, also 961-8900.
And please make a generous, or at least a semi-generous, contribution to keep public radio broadcasting and alive and well in Cincinnati. And you already know this if you're a regular listener. If you're not, you're about to find out. WEIF brings you programming that you hear nowhere else on the radio dial. Jazz, reggae, folk music of every stripe.
Cutting the grass on Saturday mornings.
They got the Bluegrass Show. And, of course, talk radio like ourselves and a few other shows that bring you opinions and thoughts and ideas that you don't hear on the more mainstream talk stations. All of this rolled up into one big, mighty radio station at the bottom of your dial. Can't go much further without a little financial support. Times are tough all over. So please call now. 749-1444 is the phone number to get in on this. We'll take your calls as well, but mostly we need your generous contribution. 749-1444. All contributions are tax deductible, and we have many exciting premium pledge levels for your contributions. We've got a license plate frame with the WAIF logo on it, a CD case, a baseball hat, and a Henley shirt. So here's Rob to fill you in on some of those premium items. But again, I can't urge you enough to call now, 749-1444.
Now, all pledge levels get the basic stuff, which is the WAIF decal, WAIF alert subscription, and voting rights for the Board of Trustees. For $15, you get all that. $25, you get that, plus a license plate frame. No well-dressed license plate this fall will be seen without a license plate frame, courtesy of your friends at WAIF.
Now, this is a new premium level from WAIF in that we've never offered the license plate frame before, so we'll see how this goes over. But it's made out of sturdy, 100% molded plastic, and it says WAIF on it or something like that, and your car's naked without it. Call now, 749-1444.
You got CDs laying around all over the place. They're getting in the way. The cat's knocking them off. You're trying to cut some onions, and you can't because there are CDs laying in the way, and you got guests coming over, and there's so many CDs you have to pick up.
Man, right before the show, I was cutting a few onions, and, you know, I had all these CDs that were in my way.
Wow.
Because, you know, I keep my CD collection in the kitchen.
Well, what are you going to do with all those CDs or just laying around clogging up your house? Well, how about a WAIF CD case?
Or if you'd like to put the onions away, we'll get you an onion crate, too.
For $50, you get the WAIF decal, a WAIF alert subscription, voting rights, and a CD case for all those pesky CDs.
For a $75 donation, we've got the WAIF ball cap. In fact, you're likely to get it in time for spring training. So call now, 749-1444, or if the line's busy, try 961-8900.
$125, you get the 88.3 Club membership and a long sleeve Henley shirt. And do not forget that for every paid pledge, WAIF will donate a dollar to help support the relief efforts here in the United States. So 749-1444, 961-8900. Special thanks go out to John, also Nicole, Samantha, Frederick, and Leroy. They've all pledged here in the last few minutes. Big shout out to you guys. Thanks a lot. 749-1444, 961-8900. We'd love to hear from you and love to take your pledge.
Of course, you're not going to contribute money to WAIF because you really need a WAIF ball cap or CD case or a license plate frame for your car, but because you enjoy public radio, you know nothing in this life is free. Even when it seems like it's free, it's not. And it costs money to bring you these vibrations that vibrate from our antennas and transmitters into your transistor. It's not easy, it's not cheap, it's not free. We've got electric bills, we've got maintenance fees, all sorts of things go into the whole kitchen that make WAIF something that you enjoy throughout the day and night and in your car and in your home and wherever else you listen to the radio. Even if you don't like this show, maybe you like a different show, please call and support public radio. Whether you like Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, or alternating currents on the weekends, please call now, 749-1444.
Is it the show on Saturday afternoons?
Yeah.
Where they hate the objectification of women's bodies?
Right, exactly.
Yes, I like that show too. Saturdays is a power pack day at WAIF. You start off
Friday
with the bluegrass.
Friday night's a power pack night, though.
Well, yeah. You start off with the bluegrass when you're hungover, and you go right into lesbian talk and how Britney Spears is the Antichrist, and it's a fantastic package of programming on Saturdays. You got the Boiling Point thrown in there in the middle, as a sort of to bridge the gap between the hillbillies and the lesbians. Fantastic Saturdays on WAIF.
I can't believe you said that.
What? You got Cutting the Grass, Bluegrass from the Hills of Frogtown. I'm not going to be able to remember all this. And then you got the Boiling Point, the Labor Talk. And then you got the whatever it's called.
Right.
I don't know.
Alternating Currents.
Huh?
Yeah, that's on in there somewhere, too. It's very good.
It's all very good. It's all very fine programming.
But if you contribute $15 or more, you're going to get the schedule in the mail. Then you'll always know what's on WAIF. You can put that schedule on the fridge with one of these fridge magnets. You can get a fridge magnet that looks like a pineapple, or it looks like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or a raw steak, or whatever. They got all kind of refrigerator magnets nowadays. You can even get a refrigerator magnet that looks like a White Castle hamburger. So call now, 749-1444, and we'll send you the schedule. Now check this out. This is the annual Chris and Rob Halloween Spooktacular, and we could not bring you another Halloween special without a masterwork from the great Dickie Goodman. This is Dracula in Drag. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag. At Dracula's castle every 100 years, the monsters get together every 1 year. They have a great race through the middle of town, scaring all the people for a mile around. Frankenstein's there in his great big caddy. The mummy is driving a Maserati. Wolfman's car is a big sensation. He got it for his graduation. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag. King Kong is coming in a little Volkswagen. Everybody told him it's no good for dragging. I'm betting on the beast from the bottom of the sea. I hope that he can win it in his XKE. The creature is there from outer space, but he can't use his rocket ship in the race. The zombie's not here, he's very sorry. They will late deliver in his new Ferrari. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag.
Come on, man. We can catch you. Get tried. Make that turtle.
Driving a great big hearse. The race is on and it couldn't be zanier. The prize is a trip to Transylvania. Dracula's car went on the track, but he said,
"Don't worry, I'll be back."
Oh, I'll let you know the winner, but you'll have to wait, 'cause the race won't end till 68.
Drag, 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 Dracula, drag. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag. Drag, 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 Dracula, drag.
I've bet the entire castle on you, you fool, you. Come on, here comes the creature. Frankenstein is gaining.
You know, the
Dracula Drag by Dickie Goodman.
You know, Dracula there at the end sort of sounded more like Jackie Mason.
Now, while we're on the talk of Dickie Goodman, there's another Dickie Goodman.
The incomparable Dickie Goodman.
Track that we don't want to miss for this edition of the... How's that drink? Is that yummy?
I thought there was more in there.
What do you got?
I thought there was more in there, dude.
What is that?
Dude, I worked hard, man. I worked hard describing all the pledge levels to people.
Call now, 749-1444. We've got to meet our pledge quota, and we're not meeting it yet. And if we don't, not only are they going to yank our show off the air, but the whole station might go down the tubes.
You might not get to hear that the moon was created when a guy tried to blow up the Earth a trillion years ago, and the moon somehow left the orbit of the Earth, and all the water fell off and fell back to Earth. If WAVE goes off the air, you won't hear that kind of stuff put out there for broadcast.
Well, listen, anyway, so call now, 749-1444. But before our Halloween spooktacular is over, we got to get to Dickie Goodman's version of Frankenstein meets the Beatles.
When the Beatles came to Frankenstein's town, everybody stopped looking at the monster. So we went to see what they were putting down. He said, I guess that everyone wants to. Oh, we used to be the teenage rage till the Beatles came from across the sea. He said, I think I'll go on stage if I can find three guys who look like me. So we got himself a big guitar and he said, drums like Ringo Starr. Said, I guess I'll have to change my name, but my haircut can stay the same, the same. Oh, they screamed for the Beatles and they screamed for Frank, but it wasn't the very same kind. The Beatles felt sorry, so they took him in. Now it's John, Paul, Ringo, George, and Frankenstein.
There you go, a little Dickie Goodman for
incomparable
you.
Incomparable musical stylings of the man who invented sampling, Dickie Goodman.
Who would have thought that Frankenstein would ever meet the Beatles?
And he joined the Beatles. They felt sorry for him. He changed his name, but his haircut stayed the same. We still have time to take your pledge. 749-1444, 961-8900. Some great jazz programming coming on after Chris and Rob. Again, that's why WAIF is so fantastic. You go from goofy, flipped-out talk, sort of like the stuff we do, right into some good, solid jazz with John tonight on WAIF. 749-1444, 961-8900 is the biannual pledge. Fall membership drive, actually, is the annual fall membership drive. We also do one in the spring. We, you know, things happened here in spring. We didn't really raise a lot of jack there in the spring, so we're trying to make up for it now. So dig deep, dig off, and break out the wallets.
Come on, listen.
They're all together, Ookie, mm-hmm. The Addams Family.
They're all together, Ookie. All right, we only got a couple minutes to go before the jazz show's on. John Ridley is in the house, ready to kick out some old school for you, so stay tuned for that. And yet another good reason to pledge your financial support to public radio, because WAIF is the only radio station in town now. They're the only ones left that play jazz. And I'm not talking about that phony baloney new age jazz. I'm not talking about some kind of echoes of jazz. I'm talking about the real deal. I'm talking about the walking bass, the ride cymbal, the comping, and the blowing. The real thing. It's the real deal. It's everything from Charlie Parker to, I don't know what, man. That Albert Eiler. It's all crazy, man. It's jazz right here on WAIF. So you're not going to hear jazz anywhere else. 749-1444. And by the way, the guys we got here at WAVE, you got Congo Square on Sunday with Dr. Robinson. You got John and Lee here on Tuesday night. Not only do we provide the only jazz service in town, but it's also good jazz because these guys got good taste. And I know the difference. This ain't some kind of Kenny G crap. This is the real deal, man.
It's the best jazz south of Oxford. All right, we got 1 minute. Get it in here. 749.
What are you talking about, Oxford?
Mama Jazz.
What's
Mama
that?
Jazz.
What's Mama Jazz?
Mama Jazz on WMUB
88.5.
Mama Jazz.
What's Mama Jazz?
Mama Jazz much as it and chain smoke Lucky Strikes, and she plays the jazz on WMUB.
Well, that's probably all right.
Who won?
New York won.
God, what a way to end a show!
Have a bad day.
not live by death.